Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Channel 1, we are going to the left of the screen. We see beautiful button that is called Live. We are pushing button and we are hearing Ilona Europa and Accent on. What a day today. I'm almost scared. I think I'm a little bit nervous. I'm never nervous. I'm never, ever, ever nervous. I know I don't speak English well. I don't care. But sometimes I've a guest that I'm just so excited about that. Today is one of those days. I don't even know how to start because how many times Ilona Europa, LA Talk Radio, or any radio show, or any TV show, or any place in the world have to the right Prince. And I'm very, very serious. And our guest today is very, very important guest. What is your name, Your Highness?
Thank you very much. Very kind of you. My name is Prince Mario Max zu Schaumburg-Lippe. So some of the audience will know this name from a show I did before. I was on the Millionaire Matchmaker with Patty Stanger. And then I was absent from the US market for a few years. But now, thanks to my wonderful agency, I'm now with One Ein, so of Günter Klum. I'm back here to the US and I have a mission. I'm actually going to acting school now, so I will be a lot more present in Los Angeles again. And I'm excited. I love this city. I love this country. Yeah, and thank you for having me, beautiful Ilona Europa.
Okay, again, I'm nervous. I'm not nervous really, I'm joking, but I'm excited. Okay, Your Highness, Prince Mario. If some gorgeous lady is next to you and she just wants to say something nice to you, how she will talk to you?
Oh, you know, I love the ladies. And what happened, I had a very, very, very tragic breakup actually a few months ago because it was widely in the European media. And yeah, too much was written up. And I'm still looking for my lady, for my life, for my princess actually.
Wow. So. are they calling you Prince? Do they call you Your Highness? Do they call you just Mario?
Yeah, all these things happen. Like, usually they just call me Prince, only Prince, because they know me from the media. And it's very hard to meet a girl that doesn't know me from the mass media before. And for me, it's always a little bit this background. Does she like me? Does she want a title? You know how it is. When you're in public, it's always different. And therefore, I see my like new start in the US as a big chance also to meet a girl and date a girl who is not all about the title, who is not about who I am, who just likes me and likes this person. And I'm fun, I'm sportive, I want to have a good life with her. I like going out, I like to give presents. I think there's nothing more fun than giving a present. I don't need presents, but I love to give presents, to buy beautiful stuff. And when I see like the shine in the girl's eye, or like for my family, when I bring them presents, they love it. And I love to give presents. It's the best thing you can do, actually.
I think this is the coolest thing ever. Somebody tell me. You know, you're right. Giving present is an art. Because a lot of people, they will give you a present, but deeply inside they really hate that they need to do that. And
exactly,
having this joy, you know, just giving something to somebody because you just like it, that's a really, really cool side of your character. And our pitch number one. Okay. Our prince loves to give presents and he means it when he gives a present and he doesn't want to get them back, hopefully, I hope.
No, not at all.
And then outside of that, you're gorgeous. You're like 6 foot something. You're beautiful.
6'3".
Come on. He's the tallest man who entered LA Talk Radio for, I don't know, I'm here 2 years.
Good to me.
And you're charming. You're very smart. You are very, very smart, very well educated. Could you tell us a little bit?
Well,
about
actually, I was growing up quite internationally. Like, my mom is from Austria, and she is a journalist, so that's very cool here to speak with you, because I know a little bit about your business from my family. And my dad, actually, he's out from the Danish royal house, and my grandmother is a princess of Denmark, and he was born in Glienicke Castle in Berlin. So I'm kind of a country mix from Europe, and I even have a grandma who's American. She was the daughter of a governor of Maryland, so I do have some American blood in me, and I love this country. Yeah, and growing up, I was living in many different places, and mostly I spent my time in Monaco, south of France, because it's a very good place for entertainers. There's a lot of actors and models. We all come together there because it's a creative place, and as it is ruled by a fantastic prince, Prince Albert, who is the son of Princess Grace, former Grace Kelly, the US film star. It is such a creative magnet. And whenever I'm there, there come up new ideas for new shows. And we are also filming in LA. So everybody who has fun with it, I will be all around in Hollywood on the 21st and 22nd and 23rd of this month, of October. And we will be filming for a European show, as I do TV shows all the time. And now I want to go more from reality shows into acting. I did a lot of stage acting in Europe. I had the lead in Pretty Faces by Robert Cabell. It was a beautiful musical, and another one in Dracula in Austria. And now I'm much more going into acting.
Wow.
So it's kind of the reality person is over. And I know for Americans it sounds a little bit tough to completely change genres. In Europe this happens a lot, actually. You easily can switch in between reality and real acting work. In the US it's not that accepted well, but I want to prove that this will also work.
It's tough
as well
to be a celebrity and then, you know, not... If you will be a great actor, and I'm sure you will be, and you are already, nobody will question anything what you do. That's my motto in life. I don't speak well English. Do I care? No, because everything what I want to give through the microphone, if I sing, I compose, or if I am here doing radio, I know I do the best like I can.
By the way, I heard your song because you were so sweet and sent me your CD. Yeah. I love your new song. It's amazing. I hope you get
Eternal
to hear it.
Eternal Kiss. I will be just on the dance radio soon. I will be releasing this one to the radio. We are waiting for video to be finished. And what will be cool, oh my gosh, maybe you'll be so nice to kiss me in a cheek, because I'm including a lot of kisses. The song name is Eternal Kiss.
Mwah. And I want you'll already get a big smoochy kiss from the prince. And a second one. And a third one too for you, Ilona.
Then if you, you can. Give me, you know, then you'll be included, of course, if you wish. But it's a really pleasure to have you. I will come back to have a more conversation with you, because I know your life is just not what we are used to. On another hand, I know that you are the cool guy who just is a cool guy, and you want what most of creative and very smart and good-looking people want. You want career, you want to be treated for the best what you do, and you want to find the love of your life.
I want to find the love, yeah. Like, yeah. Work-wise, everything worked out pretty well. I'm working a lot. Like, I don't have a day off. I have 7-day weeks. And I like this.
Absolutely.
I'm very easily bored. So I need to work. I need to travel constantly. I never want to be bored. And I want to have my soulmate, because it's so much cooler to have someone traveling with you and spending life with you. And like, I can offer my girl everything. She just needs to be in love with me and not the whole stuff coming around.
But you know, you understand. You're a grown-up man. You never can really... I don't even care if she loves you because you are prince. This will be very, very important part of her life too. Then, and it's magical. Nothing wrong. It's just exciting, fall in love with prince. Who wouldn't want to do that? And then, you know, but obvious, the love and life, the, you know, two different things. You love somebody, and life then brings tough ups and downs, and who knows if can survive. And I am really, I always speak the truth. And I was twice married.
Yeah.
And the second marriage was pretty for many, many, many years. And I accidentally, you know, wow, it's gone for whatever reason, but slapped me in the face, because, you know, you think you love somebody for whatever reason, and one day they stop loving you or whatever happened. And I'm like, you know, you need to just look for another love. And you are right.
You're so right. And most important is always believe in the next way up, because also my life has been a roller coaster.
Absolutely.
There is always these up and downs. And wherever you come from, whatever money you have as a background, it all doesn't
still
matter.
It is not important.
It is not important.
Everybody
at
wants
all.
To be happy.
Everybody wants to be
yeah.
happy.
And you cannot
take the roller coaster.
You cannot fake
and
happy.
The cool thing is, my father taught me, whenever you fall, just stand up again, get up. You adjust your crown and walk on.
Yes, this is the way how you get up is
exactly.
very, very important. And I don't know, again, because we have two more guests. We have three, but one decide to not speak, which is fine. And it will be the mystery guest. But we have two very, very nice gentlemen also. And we all are in entertainment world. Then I will start maybe from Paul Bieda. Paul Bieda, this is amazing. Like 3-4 days ago, we met on a Polish Film Festival in LA. And Władek Juszkiewicz, director, put amazing gala. We had so much fun. We watched a movie, Polish movie. I brought Natasha Mira with me, my daughter, and she for the first time watched Polish movie also, and cried and laughed, and she loves it. She's just, oh my gosh. I know, she can move to Poland today, she said. Anyway, but Paul, you came to me because you recognized me from whatever, Facebook or something. We become the friends this way. And then you said, hi, and I think we'll be becoming friends forever. It's amazing. And you are film music producer.
Yes, good evening, LA. I'm really happy that I can be here today in the radio. It's true, I came here for Polish Film Festival. I'm really excited about this. And we met at the gala in the evening, and it is, it's really for me.
That was a cute, you know, like almost accident, because there were so many people and we just ran to each other and said, I recognize you. I'm yes. like, yes. And then, of course, I knew who you were because I always know who I'm accepting. And you are here for the reason. You want to make contacts, yes, with the music, film music business.
Yeah.
And also, I need to tell that because you are a romantic gentleman, not only you are very, very well educated in music, you finish Warsaw Music Academy, and your scores are just enormous. You have so much symphonic sound in it, and it's just so romantic, but also modern. And, you know, then I'm very, very, I don't know, honored to know you, because I feel the place in LA is waiting for you very fast, very
Thank
soon
you.
Here, and we'll be having proof maybe for that. But I would love to play something of yours, because music needs to speak.
Okay, if it is possible, first maybe we can play a piece, Strength and Bravery. This is from the newest album from Sony TV from Poland. And this is more like a trailer style of music. And please.
Wow, big sound.
We'll be right back.
gosh, Prince Mario. I see you dancing with love of your life on a big, big, beautiful ballroom place. And she, some drama is going on because she really needs to run very fast. Or this maybe will be right now. But like you said, the strength and second part of the title.
Bravery
is there. I still see, I don't know what you had in mind, Paul, when you wrote this one. But Mario, I see this very romantic, very dramatic. What did you feel when you heard?
Oh, my goodness. When I heard it, I was so excited and it really grabs you. Your music is so different because you hear it and you immediately into it. And Paul, I have to tell you, congratulations. Like, I come from a music country, from a music city, Salzburg, you obviously know. It's
yes.
a music festival.
We
the
got
first
a waltz,
place
beautiful
of Mozart. But you know what? There was Mozart and now there is Paul. And that's a big compliment.
Paul Biera. Oh my gosh, what an introduction. And we need to, I will come back to Paul because I need to introduce one more guest, a very, very, very important guest. First, because you have Polish roots. Yes, Ryan. And then your name is?
Ryan Cross.
So gentle. Could you say one more time? Ryan Cross?
Ryan Cross.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Another beautiful looking gentleman. This show is like full of testosterone. I don't know what to say. Gorgeous looking guys. Ryan,
yes.
You also, you had a movie right now, is screened on Polish Film Festival, and we know you from very, very big movie that not long ago whole world was watching, and this was Hitch, yes?
Yes, that was such an amazing experience for me. I mean, I had actually just shown up in New York. I was there for about 2 weeks, and my agent at the time said, we have this great role, this opportunity for you, go for it, and so I didn't know much about it. I went out there for it, and obviously I ended up landing the role, and within 2-3 weeks of being in New York City, I was on the set with Will Smith and Kevin James, and it was just such a mind-blowing, heartwarming experience. I just knew that I was home and that this was someplace that I needed to be.
You know, you are mentioning about you being an actor and feeling so good to act, and you are also a writer, you are also movie producer, and I wanted to mention to our listeners that you have very unusual way of looking into what life could be. Mario had amazing one, and I know his journey is just different than anybody else that I know and will never maybe know. But now we have friend. From time to time, we can
yes.
call to Mario, say, "You tell me your journey right now. It's so different. I want to know more." But Ryan, you took a 4 years break after you finished your degree, a bachelor degree, and then you said, "I need to see the world. I need to see the world." 4 years, 17 countries.
Yeah.
And when you came back to New York. And
yes.
that's where you felt home.
Yes.
That was your home.
Yeah. As you mentioned, I had that sort of standardized education at the university, studied economics, and I just knew that there was so much more that I wanted to explore and experience and be a part of. And I wasn't getting it in these in these ways, these institutions, and I didn't want to just step into a career and just kind of lose myself. And so I was willing to, for me, I didn't see it as this way, but I guess in hindsight, take the risk of not not pursuing my degree and being willing to
step out of the safety zone, knowing that you have to
trust that the real education of life has so much more to offer than you can get from a book, for instance. And I don't, of course, I love to read and I love movies and all that fantastic stuff. So I'm a part of it. But at the same token, for your own experience, it's priceless. There's no other way, really, I think, to get that full, rich life experience.
I just want to go fast forward because this year is supposed to be one of the coolest years of your life. We are doing selfies. Okay, this year is supposed to be so important year of your life. I know that you have something really big coming your way. Yes, you are producing your first
feature film.
Feature film.
Yes.
First, Ryan Cross. People remember this name. I know a little bit what is the movie about. I love this theme. Crazy Girlfriend.
Yes.
Mario is about Crazy Girlfriend.
Oh my goodness, it's all in my life, I guess. Always get the crazy ones. Come on.
Okay, Ryan, when you have issues, you just call Prince Mario, say, Mario, give me some drama. I just want to be more drama. What's happened? And he will tell you, okay.
You know, I think I have my lead actor here is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, my. I want my 10%. Yes. That's all for introduction. I am the agent here. But you're right. He...
Yes.
Yeah, we talk a little bit about that.
I had so much love drama. I'm kind of the male Sandra Bullock, so you won't get any more love drama than I had in my life. My gosh.
Oh, my gosh. And you are happy he's gone. Please, guys, I'm not even joking. You never know why we are here, but I think it's magic. Accent On is very magical show because I'm not supposed to have my own radio show in first place. Like I said, I barely spoke English when I start. I'm lying. But I speak funky English and people love that. And I love to speak to people. And I'm bringing always unusual guests and lots of them premiere their books here, premiere the music there. I have people all around the world calling and sharing the great news with Accent On. And I'm so proud of it. Ryan, I know. I feel deeply, I really do, that the theme of your movie is exciting and we all can little bit feel the pain of your, you know, story, and we will love it. We'll love it. Then you cannot tell us too much what will be about. I'm not saying. Okay, anyway, some crazy girlfriend will be there and we already love them because we know them. Yes, Mario, we know them.
We know them. We know many of them. I met all of them, I guess.
And like I say, probably I'm hoping and we all dream, and Paul especially, that his music, yeah, will be welcome in Hollywood. Hopefully will be and is welcome already by Ryan. He loves the sound. Then I would like to a little bit play second song or second short, really a cut from what will be one day maybe score.
Okay, second piece, let's play maybe. This is called on the album Finally Together. This is more like maybe romantic music, maybe more like romantic comedy style music. Nice. And yeah, this is, I wrote it exactly maybe idea came to me in Hollywood near Universal City. And please listen.
And I know the Prince Mario, that's his plan. He wants to go and see Universal City and you want to see lots of stuff, yes?
Definitely, LA. Yes. LA is for me one of the most beautiful towns. And I'm commuting now back and forth from Europe, actually. So it's only 9 hours. Doesn't really matter.
No, it's not bad.
Traveling.
And yeah, easy. I cannot even believe, because we all have so many wonderful friends. You know what I mean? The friends in this business are different than business people that we know. If you have friends, you know, you can rely on them. You know, they have amazing talents. You know, they're warm and they are huggable people. And yeah, just we probably could pass few of them into your arms. And when we'll be in German, we'll be asking
you. Third kiss now to Ilona. You see, Ilona is getting like red cheeks now because she's hugged and kissed all the time during this radio show.
I need to feel from time to time like princess, and now I feel a tiny
little
bit closer.
You are my princess, my sweetheart, honestly.
Oh my gosh! We are playing this gorgeous, romantic, yes, part of your music, Paul Bieda.
Thank you.
to leave with little silence, because that's beautiful. I heard the rain, I heard thunder, I heard just romantic mood in the air, and I love the how you brought energy up the end of this 2.5 minute, 3 minutes. You call this song? Because how we can call this? I would love this to call song, but really?
I could imagine we're listening, of course, when I'm composing, that it is like maybe final scene of the movie.
But good, happy ending?
Sure thing. Yeah,
everything that happens right.
That maybe main characters are finally together again, and that's like end of the movie.
You're so romantic. Are you romantic, Paul?
I think so. Yeah, maybe not exactly romantic. Maybe more like post-romantic, modern. But I think so. Yeah.
Beautiful. Then, like I said, I don't know if you mentioned, because we talk a little bit about this. You are also flying in the sky. You are working on, you know, in between music and the real world. You are watching and just you are traveling. Yes, your job is.
I'm flight attendant. I'm flying in a lot of Polish airlines. Usually, we are traveling with Dreamliners, and these are really new, modern, the best, let's say, aircrafts.
Yes, and food on a lot, LOT is amazing. And I will say that's another way of seeing the world and just seeing the culture and just taking deep breath and just see what the world can offer, you know? Yes,
yeah, and then you feel that the world is quite small.
It's very small, especially when you see from the top. It's like, what? It's like nothing. Anyway, we'll play closer to the end of the show the last song or the last beautiful music from... You're very talented. From very talented
Thank
guest
you.
Of ours, Paul Bieda. And we believe you'll be in Hollywood. Hopefully, you'll be working with Ryan. Hopefully... Prince Mario will be the lead actor in one of the movies, if not this one. Hopefully, we all will be happy ever after. That's all what we really want. Yeah, and, you know, in funky way, this is my radio show. I'm supposed to play something. I know that Prince Mario liked one of my songs that I sent it to him. But this is something different. You know, like we talk about drama in life. Easy come, easy go. I think that's even more appropriate, because in my life, I found out that, you know, easy come, easy go... A lot happens in life. Then, you know, something rough from Ilona Europa. Rocktronica.
I'm excited, Ilona.
Ow! Is it go, is it go, is it go, is it go? My engineer, I don't think so. He wanted me to play. I know what he did. Now, for the third time, easy come, easy go. That's so true. It was so fast. That's my life. You are so
right. That's awesome.
Easy come, easy go. Okay.
No coming.
Yes. I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand you this time again. Anyway, about love, the lie.
love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway.
Easy come, easy go, Ilona Europa. And Josh Harris, thank you. Hi, you are somewhere far away from here. But again, this is a great producer from Madonna, Cher, Seal, and Killers, and da-da-da-da. We have a whole album that is waiting to be released soon. All our guests are stronger every day. We all have crazy plans for life. We never give up. We wake up and we are bored. Before we even wake up, we already think what to do more. Is this okay, Ryan, with you?
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm just smiling over here. I'm laughing because that's absolutely the truth of it. I mean, there's not a second to waste. And I certainly want to maximize this gift, this opportunity.
But you know what? One, what I can say, you are the happy, lucky gentleman because you are married to a beautiful, beautiful girl. Yes, and that was not so long ago that you got married.
No, absolutely. We celebrated our one-year anniversary about 3 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
And we actually met at the W Hotel on the rooftop where Prince Mario Max has been kind of hanging out.
I just don't even know what to say. We all are here for a very unusual reason. I was hoping that Prince Mario will come to my show on the 13th or 20th. He was so sweet a day before or 2 days before to confirm that 13th is the time that he really is okay with. Then I was so happy, but obvious, even when I love to have Prince, I couldn't wait because if he will say no, I cannot have no show. Then I met, of course, our gorgeous composer, and I knew that he would be my guest. The guest, then my guest, Paul, you met Ryan, you know, and
that's right.
I said, please bring Ryan. Ryan, a tiny little bit, you have Polish roots.
Yes, my mother's parents are both from Poland, and so she's 100% Polish, and I'm 50% Polish then, and they raised us. Every summer we'd go out there and spend the summers with them for like probably 10 summers. Yeah, it was beautiful. I mean, it was one of the most cherished times of my life. Unfortunately, you know, they've both passed at this point in time, but I've felt them enormously, especially throughout this last week with the Polish Film Festival. It's been such a gift to... you know, for this is one of the bigger film festivals that I've gotten into for my short films. So I just feel like they're shining down and very proud, as am I.
And again, everything is for a reason. We are here and something beautiful will happen because of it. I know that Prince, Your Highness, Prince Mario, you were there also in Poland. And you enjoyed Poland tremendously. I just got very nice press release from you because you have a brand, yes? Clothing.
Exactly. Brand. I have a successful clothing line in Europe and fragrances and all different kind of products around me and my name. And what was going on is we launched it was a clothing line at a certain point also in Poland. And I sent you an article that was 11 pages in the Elite magazine from Poland.
Beautiful pictures.
Thank you. And we had a great time. And the Polish audience loved the fashion. And it's one of our main markets now. So I'm very happy to promote the products in Poland. And so it was at a time some years ago when we started to build up market by market, country by country. And at that time, I have to admit, I was not known in Poland. Like, my family founded the city Hamburg in Germany. And we freed Brazil. And we had a lot to do with Portugal as well, and my father is from the Danish royal house. So the family is known in Europe, but they didn't know me, the face, no way. And when we came to Poland with the fashion, they judged the fashion, they judged the creativity behind, and the Polish community, they were so sweet and so nice. I had such a warm welcome, and from day one, I'm loving to come back. I really love to come back to Poland now, and we had the fashion show at a very special place, the Kopa Mountain.
Yep.
And as you know, it's a snow-white mountain in winter. It's skiing slopes. It's the best food. It's so warm-hearted people and amazing landscapes. No, don't cry. Let's go to Poland. I took my 18 years old or 19 years old
daughter first time to Poland, and I thought, oh gosh, it's snowing. She will hate me. And this girl said, mommy, I just love it. And she's pure Californian. Then you're right. People, food, atmosphere, and, you know, warm heart, great music, and just creativity. That's what really Eastern European is about, and Europe, really.
And I really can feel this now, because when I'm here, you have to imagine, I see only smiles. I see this great ride. I mean, he has all these model and actress and producers
dude.
Looks like we all say from Europe, my goodness, these Americans, how they look like, whoa.
And we have the coolest
really people. Cool. Yeah, looking up to his career. He did great stuff, Ryan. And you, Elena, the same. And I just wanted to tell you one thing. I did a little video secretly, that everybody can have a look at, and I put it to my Facebook already, so you can see Ryan shaking up to the songs of Elena and Elena. And it's on my Facebook, Prince Mario Max. Mario like the Super Mario and Max. So Prince Mario Max on Facebook, and check out the video. You will laugh your ass off.
Oh, I love you people. And fact is that everything we can find on Accent Down on LA Talk Radio, we have links to all of our guests, and this show will be ready for downloads or listening live anytime when anybody wants, 3-4 hours from the show. And yeah, just links will be posted on my Facebook, Accent on Facebook, also on Ilona Europa, because I'm sharing news here and there. Anyway, Ryan, we have a great idea for you, and you will put this into motion very fast. Is it a story about unusual people who just got dropped in LA Talk Radio in the studio, and they just have unusual life, and they one day they'll come to mountains in Poland, and the journey will be ending there, and hopefully we all will be happy ever after with everything what we wanted to achieve, and we'll be like sharing the story. I like it. I already can write this movie.
I want to be a part of it, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you'll but not easy come, easy go, because we want something to stay forever for a long time.
It's the magic of life, though. I mean, really, I mean, it's, you know, just stepping in here, like you said. I mean, I met Paul up at the gala at the festival less than a week ago, and now to meet Prince Mario Max and yourself, I mean, it's absolutely just a joy.
Then tell me a little bit about yourself. I know that you like you said, you finished a bachelor degree in, I think, Seattle, yes?
Yeah.
I was there too. That was my beginning of journey in America. I love this town, but it was a little bit too rainy and too depressing for me. I was very happy to go back to Los Angeles.
You're such a sunshine, so you needed more sun, sweetheart.
Where is the tallest tree that I can like finish this misery fast? But I loved it. People were very cute and lots of Europeans anyway. And if you say movie, if you will find yourself 10 years from now, what do you think? What do you be achieving? What is the dream? What is the it? I want a Grammy on my wall for one of my songs that maybe wrote or will be writing and developing some nice young artists. Maybe they will get for me. I have small dream, Grammy on the wall. This is a big dream. Can happen. What is your dream, Ryan?
Yeah, first of all, you have to dream, right? Or otherwise you have nothing.
Yes.
And then the actions towards that. And that's fun. My dream is to continue to make and produce feature films, to tell stories, to tell them in unique and interesting, provocative ways. And I'd like to, not only in Hollywood, just, you know, make money with films, but I'd like to tell good stories doing it. And I believe the two actually go together very well. And so I'd like to kind of just get back to the roots of good old-fashioned storytelling, but do it on a big level, and the only way that Hollywood can do it. And try to blur the two lines together. I think that's my goal. I think that's the future here. I think people want to get back to and appreciate a really sound story that gets inside of their soul, that tugs at their strings.
Not overproduce the storytelling and just make us feel like we are inside of the story.
Exactly. And just celebrate this human experience and get people to, know, to realize that we're not alone in this this crazy journey and this wonderful opportunity. You know, that actually, I would say, you know, in my opinion, at least most people have the same things deep down inside of them. And it's our opportunity as artists to pull these strings and to bring them to the forefront. And then I think when people have that shared experience, it just makes us more united. And that's the power of art. That's the power of storytelling. I mean, it's an old, ancient history that goes all the way back to us sitting around a campfire. And I am absolutely grateful to be a part of it. And we'll give everything I got to it.
I'm sure we all are sure. And then if you will, I'm sure people say, who will be this one actor that you would like to...
Well, I've already said Prince Mario Max. He's my...
Yes, he's number one. We know it. And like I said,
I'd love to be in a certain point or role or whatever in your movie.
Oh, he's just... he's so charismatic. It's just no way.
This
he's romantic. You know it. He's a really special man here. You are a special gentleman, Mario.
You're a very, very special girl, I have to tell you.
But you
you're
know,
my princess here.
Yeah, I don't kid though. I say I can just, you know, you have a sense of an energy about people.
Yeah.
And
yes.
The gentleman is very large, but in a
He could be today in today's world, and he can be also taken 18th century, 19th century.
Of
he would be. I see him both ways because you are a really, really romantic gentleman too. Then you say it doesn't really matter. You know, you'll find this actor that you really, really need for your role. It's now that the one. Is somewhere that you already know that's supposed to be playing your movie, or you have some dream that you want Nicholson or you want whoever, you know?
Well,
we want.
Take your man's down, of course. I mean, if that opportunity existed. But no, I don't go about it that way, at least not at this stage of the game here. It's more about getting the story told clearly and concisely. And funny enough, as simple as possible.
You are so right. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, how we can get to you? Without selling, giving your cell phone, of course. Yeah, is this in a way that you never know who is listening? You never know who has a great idea. Maybe we have somebody with $1 million who just wants to give you a ride now.
Well, hold on, let me get my cell number out here. Then.
I know that Prince Mario likes to give presents, maybe not so many zeros, but, you know, I really believe, because we have great musician and great composer, I am whatever I am. I'm great too. But we have Mario. We have people who know people who want to help culture, want to help bring world together. Is any way that we can get to you?
There is an absolute way, and I, of course, I want to. You know, I would be grateful and supportive, and no matter what, it's going in that direction. So, I'll give you my email account. It's R as in Ryan, KAYC@hotmail.com, and please feel free to email me at any time for any purposes. And even if you have some sort of interesting script or movie ideas, I'm always looking to, be a part of wonderful creations. So from whatever facet that I'm needed or fortunate enough to be a part of, absolutely.
And beautiful, because everybody knows that my daughter Natasha Mira, I'm so proud mother. I'm raising her right now alone, and we are doing great job to paying for school. School is so helpful. The students USC are just amazing. They're so creative. And I promised my daughter that I also will bring the offer from her friends, because she talked to them already, that if you ever need talent from USC, from filmmaking part, or they all are very talented, and there will be future. They are
absolutely
the future of the world. We all are, in a way, a little bit future. Then, you know, just take from the youth, because youth waits for people like all of us to also open door for them. And just invite.
Well, it's very exciting
to something
too, because
bigger.
It's like I want to be that part of that new voice, that new movement. I'm very respectful of other, you know, these past movements, but I think it's time for a new movement, and I want to be part of that one.
Now
I want to be part of the new generation.
And you're very young, then you have a chance to just talk to older and younger, very young people, and they will look at you like, yes, something very special you have to offer. And your first feature movie, you think, will be, right now in production?
It's in the, still in the script. The script stage. I have a team around me that's helping me along the way of developing the script here. But once we get this thing here in motion, then it starts to move real quick. So best case scenario, we are shooting next late spring, early summer, something of that nature.
Beautiful. Yeah,
that's the exciting part about it. Is the key though is obviously to have that blueprint, that sound, that structure, because then everything falls into place around. From there.
And you will be here more often. I know that because we will be commingling, mingling people and artists, and just always will be very good time to invite you. I know that Prince Mario will be with us a lot because you will be back and forth right now.
Definitely, yes. I will be back and forth, and there's so many plans now and also a lot of offers coming up, and I'm excited. I had the luck that I was in a big show called Celebrity Big Brother in Europe, like 2 months ago. And from this on, as I got whatever and what is nice reviews or a lot of audience watch, we have been the most successful TV show in the German language market for the whole year, actually 2014. And from that on, Günter Klum and 1-1 came in my life, and
everything is about great agent and management.
Whoa.
Very important. And you are looking for love of your life. And it would be great to see the story that maybe will have happy ending.
I would love to meet a girl here in the U.S. I mean, honestly, if you see me walk around doing my stuff, shopping, going to the acting school, just come and say hi.
Very beautiful accent. You know, this is a prince girl. So whatever he says, he's a prince. He cannot take prince out of prince. That's so fun. And of course, if we want to get in touch with you, is the best way probably via Facebook, although you don't accept any more friends.
No, I do have a fan site. It's a fan site. And yes, and I also read my Facebook. It's not that only the team is reading this. I read the messages, and I'm very sorry that it will take some time. I reply, but sometimes it takes, of course, when I get 600 messages a day after something new coming up. So it takes time, but I will reply. I read everything, and I send you autographs and pictures. So I'm very much in touch with the people who are interested in me and my family, and I really like that. So get in touch on Facebook. I'm Prince Mario Max, and the last name is very complicated. Schaumburg, like Schaumburg, Illinois. Some guys
just go to Accent On and just, you know, see the perfect pronunciation.
Alitalk Radio knows it best.
We do, and we're holding to our friendship forever. When it comes to Paul Bieda, we'll be finishing probably 1 minute and a half the last beautiful part of your music that you created, and if somebody wants to talk to you and just again send you some nice proposition for another movie, how we can get in touch with you? Short, fast?
Maybe the best way is to contact via email. This is paul.bieda@gmail.com, and Bieda is BIEDA.
Beautiful. And the title?
Title of the last track is it is The Ocean, and I composed it a few years ago, and this is the orchestral version of it.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.